Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, is Anthony Harris.
Flacco probably doesn't have the arm to get it all the way to the end zone here. So if you're the Bears, no matter what happens, knock the ball down or tackle.
Flacco trying to give these guys a shot. Fires down the field, and it is picked. Nashawn Wright. And the Chicago Bears survive a career day from Joe Flacco in a potentially epic comeback by the Bengals. But in the end, it's the Bears in a thriller, 47-42.
That's how it sounded on CBS Sports. Your Chicago Bears take down the Cincinnati Bengals, 47-42. This is the Post-Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. I'm Anthony Herron. I got Tyler Beautyball on the ones and twos for me up until Bulls basketball. Tonight, the Bulls are on the road to take on the Knicks. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 5:45. Tip-off at 6 on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Then following Bulls post-game, we'll join the Sunday Night Football matchup of Seahawks-Commanders in progress on The Score and the Odyssey app. But up until then, you got me, and I got you. 312-644-6767 is the phone number to get involved in the conversation here. And the conversation is all-encompassing. There is a lot to discuss, so 45 minutes doesn't necessarily give us time to get into all of it. But, of course, tomorrow will be a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on The Score. I will be on the midday show talking with Raheemi, Harris, and Grody about everything we saw today as well. But the Bears now sitting at 5-3 on the season, having won 3 out of their last 4 road games, with some of the relative youth that's on this squad and the collective inexperience that's there. It's a lot to be excited about, and to see it building and mounting, and the roller coaster that was that game in Cincinnati. And by the way, shout out to Bears fans who were there, because listening to it on television, if you weren't just looking at the field and the dimensions and which color of jerseys the opponents were wearing, it sounded like they were at Soldier Field at various points. So a lot of credit to Bears fans for showing up and showing out. And it's not like the Bengals don't have their own rabid fan base, but Bears fans, you deserve a lot of credit for being willing and able to go onto the road into somebody else's house. This ain't Vegas, where, you know, the Raiders don't necessarily have an entrenched local fan base going out to Las Vegas. So every Vegas home game for the Raiders can end up sounding like a road game, or at least a 50-50 split of the crowd. That's not surprising. But for Chicago, for Bears fans to show up in the Natty and make their stadium sound like that, huge cute kudos to you for that and for surviving that. And when you think about what Bengals fans are going through, just talking about Cincinnati for a moment, they kind of go through that roller coaster on a weekly basis where their offense scores a bunch of points and their defense gives up more points on a pretty regular basis right now. That was a really big game for them, just like the Ravens game last week was a huge game for Baltimore. But the Ravens and their Super Bowl pedigree and the expectations that were there and coming off a bye week, they outlast the Bears, they withstand the Bears, and are able to sort of out-muster, out-execute, out-grit the Bears in that game in a mostly low-scoring affair. So coming in, of course, with Joe Burrow, if he's expected to be healthy, coming back later in the season, and a division that is going to be hanging in the balance for the majority of the year, very likely, the Bengals had a lot on the line in this game, and Joe Burrow ends up coming in the lineup. He's healthy, and we're 18 years in with Joe Flacco, and he wasn't this guy early in the season in Cleveland, where Cleveland's at as a franchise in a different spot than where Cincinnati's at as a franchise in their offensive system. I've rarely seen Joe Flacco play better football than he has after the age of 35. He's been a better quarterback after the age of 35 than when he was winning a Super Bowl and taking the Ravens into the postseason on a regular basis as a younger football player. 470 yards he threw for against this Bears outfit. And going into this game, there was a feeling that the tone would be different in action, in play, because the Bears would need to score. And there's a lot to correct from the film of the Bears secondary with what they were doing. Sometimes there wasn't necessarily corrections to make. It was just T. Higgins being T. Higgins and Joe Flacco being this post-35 Joe Flacco and just putting the ball up, putting his playmakers in position to make plays. Deshaun Wright in quality coverage late in the first half, one-on-one. And T. Higgins just going up, looking like Randy Moss, making that play, getting into the end zone. The coverage wasn't bad. He's right there running the route. He's in phase with the receiver, gets his eyes around for the ball, and T. Higgins just adjusts to it better in flight and then goes streaking into the end zone for a touchdown. So there's some of that where Cincinnati is just difficult to cover for even the best defenses in football. But then, of course, late in game, there were things worthy of concern that I'll get into some more detail later in the show. But 312-644-6767. We're going to get out to the phone lines in a moment here, because I want you guys involved in this conversation. But as a big picture thought, before I do that, where the Bears are at 5-3 right now, and with the division as a whole, because if you look at the NFC North at large, writ large, if you will, Green Bay at 5-2, Detroit at 5-3, Chicago at 5-3, Minnesota at 4-4. We have another season right now, and we're approaching the halfway point of this individual season where the entire division is at 500 or better. And it's been a couple of years now, and I know some folks were thinking maybe the division would take a little bit of a step back because that just tends to get assumed a little bit. But as of right now, it's another season where the NFC North is at least one of, if not the best divisions in the National Football League. And as the Bears have stepped away from divisional play in recent weeks, they've been able to mount wins. They've surged 0-2 at the start of the season from those first two divisional games, and now we're looking at a version of the Bears that have won 5 out of their last 6 games. And as tough as this division is, to do work the way that the Bears are doing work outside of divisional play pays huge dividends. And there was a lot to correct. Special teams were a mess for the most part today. And the quarterback play from Caleb Williams was erratic at times. But if you hear nothing else as I take you up to Bulls basketball, I want you to hear this from the perspective of an old defensive lineman and an old defensive coach. when you evaluate the Bears' young quarterback, when you look at Caleb Williams, if you look at Caleb Williams through the lens of an opposing defensive coordinator, what you got to understand, and this is me putting myself in the frame of reference of back when I was playing the game and Donovan McNabb was still figuring things out as a quarterback, or Steve McNair was still figuring things out early in his career as a quarterback, or even, you know, those guys are a few years older than me, or guys a few years younger than me, like Ben Roethlisberger figuring things out early in his career, or now a more modern version, Josh Allen. These guys who find ways to win games, to lead their team to victory, while their production at times is erratic, their performance at times up and down, and you can tell there's so much to figure out between their style of play and their coach slash play caller. But in the end, there does seem to be a magic to the way that they execute in critical moments. And in the however many plays of offense the Bears ran in that game today, total plays for the Bears, 76, for the Bengals, 65. And it was a huge advantage for the Bears throughout much of the first half until Joe Flacco and Cincinnati started to get rolling. In those 76 plays of offense the Bears ran, there are going to be a lot of them that are kind of right level for Caleb in the way his coaches will evaluate the film. Be a number of pluses. There'll be a few double pluses. There'll be some minuses on the film as well. And that's worthy of examination and observation. It's worthy of critique. But my hope is for where the Bears are at as a team right now, and especially if you foresee a world, like they got the New York Giants waiting on them next week. Giants are certainly a team the Bears can take down. Chance for the Bears to get to 6-3 beyond the halfway point of this season. Caleb Williams is a year and a half into his professional football career, and he's only a half a season into his time operating under Ben Johnson's offense. So I'm not here to tell you that Caleb is a definitive franchise quarterback, but what I'm telling you is he is frightening for opposing defenses. Just in the same way that Donovan McNabb was frightening for opposing defenses early in his career before he really had everything figured out. Same way Steve McNair was frightening for opposing defenses before he really got things figured out. And Ben Roethlisberger and a number of other quarterbacks that I've referenced a moment ago. Things are not always pristine or perfect or executed with the precision that you hope for. And some of these catches that his teammates are making, like Cole Kmet, you're throwing a football to a guy who's wide open on an out pattern, and Kmet has to go up over his head to catch it, and he's stumbling around. And those are the types of things that, yes, that's going to be evaluated on film, and we've been talking about it for weeks, where Caleb has got to more consistently hit his playmakers in stride, and then the offense has an even additional gear that it can hit. But don't get lost in the sauce, because the Bears currently have a quarterback who can make a lot of plays and has made a lot of plays, leading one of the most explosive offenses in the National Football League. So just think about it through this lens, because I've told you from my perspective as an old defender and defensive coach, that Caleb is the style of quarterback that absolutely frightens, that defensive coordinators lie awake at night because of his ability to color outside the lines. And they're seeing that he does also have the ability to be within the framework of the offense being called by one of the most brilliant offensive minds in the sport. So this combination of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams truly have an opportunity to become special together, and it's not there consistently yet. But when you're the one trying to defend these guys, this combination together, this version that we saw of them today, utilizing Caleb's arm talent, Caleb's mobility, and the variety of playmakers that the Bears have access to here, and an offensive line that is just growing and maturing together in the dominance that they can have in the way they block the run, and having skilled position players who are now putting it on film on a regular basis, that they're willing, DJ Moore willing to strain consistently for his teammates on crack toss. And even in situations where Rome Odunze isn't getting the rock, had 3 targets and 0 catches today, but key blocks in the run game. It's a Bears offense that's scary now for teams to see on film. And it doesn't mean they're going to score 47 points on an annual basis, on a weekly basis. It's the worst defense in the National Football League, and the Bears made them look like it. That's what you're supposed to do. But my hope for you here is to come away from what I'm saying right now and recognize there's a groundwork that's being laid here, and it's exciting. It's certainly exciting for me, and I'm not going to try to tell you how you got to feel about it. But what excites me as someone who enjoys when the Bears win games and evaluate them very closely, the emergence of Colston Loveland, and I talked about this morning on Bears Game Day Live with Luke Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tita Wynn. I said this was going to be a big day for Colston Loveland and the Bears tight ends. I was tweeting about it a bit before the game. We've been watching the emergence of Colston Loveland on the way here. A 7th-round rookie, Kyle Manunga, and what he's capable of. You think back to the early portion of the season in Rome Odunze. And yes, he's cooled off a bit here, but there's a young core of a Bears offense that's all figuring things out on the fly. And they've got this mastermind on offense who also seems to be a pretty capable head coach as well. Don't lament that this isn't a finished product yet. Allow it to excite you that it's not, and that they are already 5-3, having won 5 out of their last 6 games and 3 out of their last 4 on the road. That's hard to do for a veteran squad, let alone a squad with all these first and second year players playing pivotal roles for them on offense. 312-644-6767. The number to get involved in this conversation. Want to make sure that we get a couple of calls in here before I take my first time out. Let's go to Drew. Drew is out in Elgin. Wants to talk about some of the things the officials were doing. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Big Am. And listen, I'm happy for the win just like everybody else. But to me, Tremaine Edmonds has been playing Pro Bowl caliber football. And I cannot believe how he was robbed of that pick six. I have never seen that rule. I've never seen that rule. I've never heard that. I looked at the replay a million times. I don't understand how he was down by contact on fingertips while he was in the middle of the air intercepting the ball. That crazy athletic play, and I swear to God it was rigged that they took it from him. I don't think a guy playing his butt off like that, almost had me swearing, playing like he has been playing this season. I just don't understand how that's the rule. If that's the rule, how is that on the flip side for the offense okay? I know that would not be the case if it was split like that.
I hear what you're saying, Drew. I do. And again, you know, I was just speaking a moment ago from the perspective of a defensive player. And for Tremaine Edmonds, a guy who is now coming into his own within the Dennis Allen defense, and we're watching the plays that he's made here in recent weeks. And he's always been pretty exceptional in pass coverage with his length and athleticism. But the ball skills that we've seen on some of these diving interceptions that he's made this year, yes, the type of thing that should put him into another Pro Bowl with how he's executed the first half of the season here, and especially facing more finesse or lateral types of offenses. And what were their 15 rush attempts in the game? That's where you wonder, does Zach Taylor kind of abandon the run game a little too quickly and, you know, not continue to put that type of pressure into the minds of Bears defenders as they're trying to defend Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Noah Fant and all these pass catches all over the place? But it was the correct call. That was an accurate call. It's unfortunate, but the ruling was that Tremaine Edmonds, as he dove to make the interception, there was an opposite colored jersey. There was an opponent who was still in contact with him as he's making that interception and going down to the ground. If the roles were reversed and say that was a Bears actual defender and an offensive player were diving to make a catch, then we would expect the officials to make that same ruling in that moment that individual should be down by contact. Let's get one more in real quick before a timeout. Richard is in Country Club Hills. What's happening, Richard?
Hey, partner. You kind of spoke along what I was going to talk about. What I followed my man Loveland at Michigan, and that's a future Hall of Famer. Okay, now the next thing I want to ask you, didn't Manungai, didn't he kind of look like Walter?
Now, I appreciate the call, Richard. I mentioned getting lost in the sauce a little bit. Now, we're going to start comparing after one career star Kyle Manungai to Sweetness. Again, I'm not going to tell you how you got to feel about it. I'm going to slow my roll on that a little bit, but man, what an impressive game. I guess we can't call it a debut, but a premiere, a breakout, if you will, for Kyle Manungai. 26 carries, 176 yards. Was texting with a couple of different guys just who know the program at Rutgers and what Jersey Tough is, and Greg Schiano, how he runs that program. And I covered Kyle Manungai's entire career and called a number of his games while he was with the Scarlet Knights. And CHOP is the hashtag, the moniker that his old college coach Greg Schiano just goes with over and over again. And Kyle Manungai suits that. That's a part of his DNA, is CHOP, and just continuing to chop wood over and over again, and to kind of give your all from one snap to the next and put your opponent in a position where they're the ones who will break just from the determination you show. Really happy for Kyle Manungai to have that productive of a day in a game that the Bears offensive line and tight ends were able to dominate the line of scrimmage against that Cincinnati Bengals. Very athletic, but very young and ill-advised front seven. Take a timeout and come back in a moment here. Again, I'm taking you up to Bulls basketball. I am Anthony Herron. This is the Post Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hot potato.
Fourth and goal, clock running, offense on the field. They've got it down at the 2. Listen, I'm okay with this decision, but
You know, Ben Johnson is a wonderful play caller, a creative play caller. I think they're a little bit too far for the run game, but I would try to use Caleb Williams, a run pass option, get him on the edge, but he has to have a chance to make this play. They go end around. Moore's going to toss it and into the end zone to a wide open Williams. Well, we saw the misdirection on multiple plays on this drive from Ben Johnson as he goes even deeper into his bag of tricks. And the Chicago Bears on the board here in Cincy.
Hot potato.
Good stuff from my guy Tyler Butterball there. Any of you with youngsters at home have likely heard the hot potato song. And that is apparently what the Philly special-esque play was that the Bears ran on their opening touchdown drive of the game. Play was called Hot Potato. Hand it to one guy, toss it to another guy, then give it to somebody else. And here's Caleb looping around from the other direction, and he's wide open in the end zone. Love the way that, and thanks to CBS Sports for the audio there, I love the way that when DJ Moore finally got the football, and there was a Bengals defender right there awaiting him, looking to set the edge. But there was a calm and a comfort about DJ Moore, even though a defender was there thinking, oh, get rid of the ball, DJ, hurry up, he's going to tackle you. And DJ just said, no, I'm good. And just kind of did a quick little high step and still got the edge on the defender and made sure that he had the proper angle and seemingly that he had diminished the amount of space, the air yards for his touchdown pass to Caleb, that he could diminish those air yards as much as humanly possible. I mean, it got to the point where DJ probably could have just ran it in himself, but that wasn't the play design. So Hot Potato was the name of that play call that the Bears utilized for that first touchdown. And the day as a whole for Caleb, 20 out of 34, 280 yards, 3 touchdown passes. After back-to-back games with interceptions, now another game with a 0 in that interception column, and by comparison to his contemporary. And again, now that we're mounting data points here, and the precision and consistency of Caleb's accuracy has to continue to grow, I'm under the impression that I believe that will continue to be the case more and more. But one thing that we're continuing to get more data points on is Caleb is not an interception-prone quarterback. Caleb Williams protects the football at a really high level, and in a game where the opponent throws 2 picks or in a game where the opponent has an interception and a fumble or things like that, we see the Bears quarterback coming out of games consistently where he's protected the football. And between the two possibilities of an inaccurate pass that gets caught and doesn't have as great a run after catch, that's kind of the main bugaboo for Caleb. Like, to me, the biggest line of concern that I believe is that Hallis Hall isn't his ability to see the field. They're seeing growth. And there were certainly times where he held the football way too long today, but that's becoming a more infrequent thing, which is a big part of why the sack numbers are coming down. The accuracy, I've been telling you this for weeks now, as he and his teammates get more accustomed to the Ben Johnson offense and build that trust, that precision with where he needs to throw the ball and where they need to be, and more of this just turns into muscle memory instead of rote memory, where he can regurgitate a play and get to the line, but not have to think so much, be more in reaction mode, where it just feels like something he's done a bunch of times before. And this Bears passing attack will continue to grow with that in mind. That's my anticipation for how this ends up looking. It's great to see very minimal penalties in the game for the Bears today. The Bengals were the squad who had key penalties that either set themselves behind the chains when they were in the red zone, or gave the Bears additional opportunities when a field goal was missed. But then Bears get a chance to extend a drive and put additional points on the board. The Bengals were that squad today, even though that hasn't been their bugaboo throughout the season here. So love seeing that, and it's a credit to the continued growth that's there from the Bears. But Caleb protecting the football is a big deal, and should certainly be hopeful that that ends up continuing. 312-644-6767. Let me sneak in a couple of more callers before I get out of your way for Bulls basketball. And by the way, just as another reminder, tonight the Bulls are on the road to take on the Knicks. Pre-game coverage is coming up at 5:45, tip-off at 6 on The Score, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Then, following Bulls postgame, we'll join the Sunday Night Football matchup of Seahawks-Commanders in progress on The Score and the Odyssey app. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Frank, who's on the South Side, wanting to talk about these Bears. What's up, Frank?
Yo, yo, Big Ant, what up? Hey, one thing you do got wrong is that 15, Rome or Doom, they did get a catch. The Bengals coach tried to challenge it, but it was ruled a catch from Cole Kmet, that special play. But the thing I really want to talk about, every team lost in this division besides the Vikings and Bears, so the Bears just had with the most wins in the division. So I think the Bears need to get a pass rush defense in before Tuesday, because if they can't get to old, slow Joe Flacco, imagine what these other teams are going to do to us, man. And thank you for taking my call, Big Ant. Love you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Frank. And just to correct you, that did, upon review, and it was almost a little bit clunky the way it came through on television, because it sort of caught some folks off guard. And I think they even came out of a commercial break with the ruling, and Roma Dunze was getting lit up on social media afterwards. But they did end up ruling it a drop on that exotic play to, you know, where Caleb Williams does the throwback to Cole Kmet, and Cole Kmet, former high school quarterback, gives that little lefty flip. It felt like a lot of work for an intermediate pass that leads to a first down. I haven't seen the All-22 yet, so I don't know if there was a potential shot play coming over the top. I would guess there probably was. But Cole Kmet made a quick decision. If there was something deep that was there, he didn't like the looks of that. Threw it. Yeah, it was a ball that was behind Roma Dunze, but it was yet another pass that hit Roma Dunze in both hands that ended up on the ground. So Cole Kmet came out of the game 0-for-1. In his pass attempts and completions, and that did end up being a drop for Roma Dunze. One thing that did do, though, was it was just one example in the game of seeing that that inexperienced defense on the other sideline and the way they over-pursued. I was even talking about it on Friday on Bears Blitz over on Fox 32, just thinking that because of what I'd seen on film from this Bengals defense, we'd see like a tight end throwback touchdown. We didn't see that specifically. But we did see a big game, a career day for Colston Loveland. And that's gratifying, because seeing a big day on the way, where now it's several games in a row with targets and receptions, critical moments in games, trying to ice the game or trying to get back into it on third downs or fourth downs, where Caleb is showing trust in Colston Loveland, his route running ability, his hands. And how much more trust can you show than when the game's on the line to throw a 58-yard BB. Now, you know, in air yards, it's about a 30-yard BB that Caleb Williams throws in between multiple defenders on a seam route to Colston Loveland. Loveland makes a nice grab, and then, as was kind of the case for both defenses throughout the day, defenders bouncing off of ball carriers, and then you got guys gaining additional yards, and Loveland ends up with a 58-yard touchdown catch and run. And that's just one of those special moments that we can be hopeful of this young Bears offense, these young Bears playmakers, guys within their first 2 years in the league stepping up for this team. That's what you hope to see with the investment that's there from draft capital and scouting and everything else. When you have young guys doing that for your organization, it's exciting in a different way, because the vets and the guys who've already gotten the big paychecks, their shelf life is sort of numbered to a certain extent, in a way that the young guys who were just recently drafted, you feel like those are building blocks for the future of the Bears. That is a huge moment for this franchise to respond, put 47 on the board on the road, and have your second-year quarterback and your rookie top 10 pick tight end be the ones making the winning play for you. Get out of the way for right now. Appreciate everyone who's been here with me on the Post Show, especially my guy, Tyler Gearball. Get out of your way for Bulls basketball. But remember, tune in all day tomorrow for a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Gabe Ramirez will be live starting at midnight, followed by Mully and Haw at 5:30 right here on The Score. Bulls basketball is up next. I'm Anthony Herron. This has been the Post Show on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Thanks, everybody. The Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.